Today she is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we will begin on that Tzadik Amud Bey is the bottom line. We continue discussing Tchiyas HaMeisim. Amalei case of Rav Gamliel, the case of Setzer Rav Gamliel. Amarti, Amrisa, you say, part of our, very important part of our belief, is the Shachvi Chayi. People who pass away will have Tchiyas HaMeisim. But he asked them, Hohava Afro, the body decomposes to dust. And how does earth come back? Earth is nothing. Amle Barte. So the Kaiser's daughter requested, Shafke Vanoma Hadrinale. I want to be the one to answer. So Farshim asked, why was she so anxious to answer? Why didn't she let Rabbi Gamliel answer? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that she was concerned that Rabbi Gamliel would come up with an answer, which would be a deeply theological answer. She wanted to give an answer that everybody, since as I said a moment ago, Tchiyas HaMeisim, such a core belief of ours, she wanted to give an answer that everybody could understand. Another pshat that I saw is that she wanted to come up with an answer that wasn't just based on a pasuk in the Torah. As we'll see, she comes up with a Kal V'chomer. For she was concerned if it's going to be based on a pasuk in the Torah, it'll only be relevant to Jews. She wanted everybody to be able to have Tchiyas HaMeisim. So she came up with an answer that isn't limited to us. She says, Shnei yoytzim yesh b'ayreinu. There are two patterns in our town. Echa yoytzim amayim. One is able to create pats from water. Ve'echa yoytzim atit, and one can make it out of clay. And she asks, Ezmen Meshubach, who is the bigger craftsman? Amalei zeh sheyotzer min amayim. Certainly the one that could create something just out of water. Amalei min amayim tzar. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu could take a drop of semen and create a human being out of that, minatit lekoshkein, certainly he could create out of clay, which is what earth is, recreate a person. So I saw that the Mefarshim make a number of interesting points. We find that in Parshas Bereishis, when the fish were created, the Torah specifically says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yivarach hayisam. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed them. Why did the fish need more bracha than anyone else? The answer is because fish were created out of water. Now Gemara says that something created out of water is sort of a flimsy creation. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to go out of the way to bless them. There's a beautiful vart from the Teres Yeshua. The Gemara says that somebody who lends money on ribbis will not have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Gemara Masechta Shabbos. And he asks, why? What does ribbis have to do with Tchiyas HaMeisim? So he answers, the pasuk says, Oirech yomim b'yaminoi b'smoiloi oishe v'chavit. So the pasuk says, l'maminim ba oirech yomim, l'masmilim ba oishe v'chavit. Ask the Gemara, and somebody who's maminim, somebody who does the right thing, who's only going to get oirech yomim, he's not going to get oishe v'chavit. So the Gemara says, kal v'chaymer. He's going to get oirech yomim, and he'll certainly get oishe v'chavit. So we see that if somebody does the right thing, he gets Oishiva covered. If somebody lends money in ribbis, he obviously doesn't believe in that Kavachimer. Because if he believed in the Kavachimer, he wouldn't use this illegal means of earning money, he would do it the way the Torah allows it. If you don't believe in a Kavachimer, Al-Gemar just taught us that the whole way we know that Tchiyas HaMeisim will happen is based on a Kavachimer. If you don't believe in Kavachimers, because you're lending money on ribbis, then you can't believe in this Kal V'chomer either, and that's why you won't have Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Rabbi Shmuel gives a different Kal V'chomer, how we know that there'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim. He makes a Kal V'chomer Klei Zechuchas from the creation of a glass. Ma Klei Zechuchas, Shemolim Beruach, where a person blows wind into the glass. Bos V'dom, Beruach Bos V'dom. If a Bos V'dom's Ruach creates the glass. And this brew, if glass breaks, you can remelt it, and yesh lay takana, they could be fixed. Bas v'dam, shabarucha shal kadosh baruch hu, that we are created with the ruach of Hashem, alach kam v'kama, that we could come back. So Mefarshim ask, why do we need two kavachomers to teach us the same concept? So they say the first kavachomer speaks about the guf of the person, the clay, the gashmias. And the second kavachomer speaks to our neshama, the ruach. And the Gemara's Kal V'chomer is teaching us that we who are all connected to the Ruach of Hashem certainly will be able to come back. Continues the Gemara. Amalei ahu mina l'rav ami. Amri said the shach ve'chai. You say that people who pass away will come back. However, v'hava afra, won't there be dust? V'afra mikochai, how could we recreate, how could somebody who turns into dust come back? Amalach emshecha moshel ma'adav adaymer. I'll give you a moshel. L'melach basvadam sh'amah la'vodav, who tells his servants, l'chu banali paltrin g'daylim. Please build for me a big palace, but makom shem mayim va'ofer, where there is no sand or water available. Hochu banali, and they somehow were able to construct it. L'yom naflin, after a couple of days, it collapses. Amalam chizru banai say, now I want you to build me a palace, but makom sheish ofer mayim, in a place where earth and water are available. Amalai ein ani yuchelim, we can't. Kosalim, so you got upset. V'amalam b'makom sheish mayim va'ofer, in a place where you had no natural resources, somehow you were able to figure out a way, or benisim, to build it. Achshav, where I'm telling you to build it in a place, sheyesh mayim va'ofer, where there is water and offer available, alach kam v'kama, certainly you should be able to build it. So I saw the Mefarshim say, what's pshat that person is created by makom sheim off of a mayim? The simplest pshat is that we're created in our mother's womb. And our mother's womb is a very small place. And yet somehow a person is able to be created. Or a person is created out of nothing, and yet is able to be created. Certainly a person that was already created can be recreated. And he continues saying, Vimi atamam, if you don't believe what I have to say, say labika, go out to the valley, Rei Achbar, and look at this worm. Shayoim chetz yabasa v'chetz yadama. It starts off as half flesh and half earth. L'macher, and you look at it the next day, hishetz v'nasa kula basar. It turns into a complete being. Shema taimulaz mamaruba. You may say it takes a long time for that to happen. So it says, alei lahar, go up to the mountain. Rei shahayoim ein by ela chalazan echad. That today there's only one chalazan there. L'macher yordu gishamim. The next day after is a rainfall, for the snavle kulech lozainus. So you see how it could grow so quickly. So Mefarshim asks a few points. Mefarshim asks, a chalazin is a very small worm. A person is a big thing. Maybe a worm could be recreated, not a person. So the answer is very simple. For Hashem, there's no difference between big and small. Another point that I saw is machloikus rishonim. What is the chalazin that the Gemara is referring to? Rashi says the Gemara is referring to the chalazin that we know is the creature from which the dye for the tzitzis comes, the tchelis. Others say, the Yad Ramah disagrees, he says this is a different worm that sort of multiplies very quickly. I saw a very beautiful vart. The Gemara has proved tchias amesim from a chalazin and from the earth that glass is made from. In which share, in which portion of Eretz Yisrael do we find that they had these natural resources? In the share of Zvulun. Zvulun had chlazen in his territory, and he had the glass, Zfune Tmunechal. What's the lesson? Somebody who's like a Zvulun, who's a Taimich Taira, who supports Taira, he's going to be the one to have Tchis Mason. Says the Gemara, Amma lehahum mina legviya ba psisa. There was an apikairis that said to Gviya ba psisa, Vailachon chayovin. You are Rishon. You people who say, Damrisin, Mason Chaya, that the people who pass away will come back. The Chayin, Mesi, if people who are alive die, the Mesa Chayin, those that died will come back. So the Mashah explains the Gemara, why did he call us Rishon? He says, because even if you believe in Tchias HaMesim, but you don't act properly, and if you don't act like you're supposed to, then you won't be worthy of Tchias HaMesim. So Gviv ben Psisa responded to him, Amam Ve'lachayin Chayavin. You are the Rishoyim. The Mrisim Mason Lachayim. That you say that the Mason won't have Tchias HaMesim. He says, certainly they will. The Lo have a Chaya. If somebody who is never in the world can be brought into the world, the have a Chaya. Somebody who already was here, Lo Koshkein. Certainly could come back. Amalei. So this Apikairis got offended. And he said, Chayov Akrisalei? You call me a Rasha? And why indeed did he call him a Rasha? Because he didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, which I've been saying is such a core belief. He says, Ike Imna, if I will get off for Tchias HaMesim, the Itnabach, I will give you a patch, I'll give you a hit you, V'peshtinuk lakmusach. Gvim ben Psisa was a hunchback. And I'll give you, he said, such a strong slap that you'll get straightened out. V'peshtinuk lakmusach. I'll be able to straighten you out. Amalei, so Gvim told him, Adarabba, emata oisekein, if you'll do that, roifu umet tikra, you'll be considered a wonderful doctor, that you could cure a hunchback, v'schar har betito, and you'll get a lot of reward for it. So Mepharshim say, what was he saying? Pash Pshat he's saying is that a person who does good for other people is deserving of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So if you'll be able to do it, you'll have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Another Pshat is as follows. The famous Gemara, the end of Masechta Kedushin. The Gemara says, at the end of Masechta Kedushin, Toiv Shebroifim L'Gehenim. So he's saying, even though usually doctors are considered Rishon, if you'll do that, you'll be a Tzaddik. Says the Gemara. We know, we've encountered throughout Shas that there was a Megillus Tainus. Megillus Tainus was a sefer that had in it all the days in the Jewish calendar where miracles happened to us. Some of those days we're not allowed to have a hesped. Some of those days we're not allowed to have a Tainus. So in Megillus Tainus it says, "Bab esem v'abe benissen is not l'dem nusoyim Yehuda Mishlaim." The complaint against Yehuda Mishlaim was removed, and therefore it's a yontif on which you don't say a spadim. Why? Shabbat b'nei Africa lodenum Yisrael. The people from Africa came to complain l'fnei Alexandrus Maitin. Amaloi, for they said to him, Eretz Kanan shalonuhui. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The Ksiv, Eretz Kanan l'gvuloseho. Eretz Kanan with its borders. The Kanan avud anshi dahanu in shehava. He is our forefather. So most of us explain who was these B'nai Africa. They were the people from the Gagoshi. You remember in Yeshua, when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, and he sent to all these Zion Umas in Eretz Yisrael, if you want to make peace and move away, we won't do anything to you. And they picked up and moved to Africa, and now they came with a complaint, we want our share in Eretz Yisrael back. Why did they all of a sudden want it back? They gave it up. So they, Mepharshim explained, because they said that our right to Yisrael was only until the Churban Abayis. This episode took place after the Churban Abayis, and after the Churban Abayis, we no longer have a right to have a special, to have all of Eretz Yisrael for ourselves. Furthermore, I saw a very beautiful vart. In front of who did they come to have this Dentira? In front of Alexander Magnum. Alexander Magnum was the person that conquered the entire world. So he's the person that you're going to complain that somebody took away something else? The first will say a beautiful vart. A goy, that's the way it works by goyim. Kol da'om gvar. Whoever's stronger wins. That's not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is what rightfully belongs to us is ours. What doesn't belong to us is not ours. And they were saying, this Eretz Yisrael doesn't rightfully belong to you anymore, and therefore why are you holding on to it? Amalu gvir ben psisa. So gvir ben psisa said to the chazal, tnuli rishus, please give me permission, the eluch v'odon imam, I want to respond to them. L'fnei Alexander smoitim. Imyin etzchuni, if they'll be able to prevail over me in debate, it won't be a big deal, because amru hedjit shebenon tzachtem. They'll say, he wasn't such a great person, and you were able to win. V'meni natzeich oisam, if I will be able to prevail, amru lehem, I will say, it's not that I'm such a great individual, teres ma'ashchem tzachtem. It was the Torah that prevailed. Nosn l'rushu, so they gave him permission, and he went and had the dentara with them. Amlam, mehechem atam avim raya. From where do you bring a raya that Yisrael belongs to you? Amlam in a Torah. Because the Torah says, the psukim that they quoted earlier. Amlam af ani le'avi lechem raya elam in a Torah. I too will use the Torah to prove that it belongs to us. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yoymer oru knan evet avodim yil echav. Now was cursed that he should remain a servant, Evid Shekana Nechasim. And if a servant buys something, Evid Lami, Chasim Lami, whatever you have belongs to us. And as the Mashal explains, what he was saying was that even though Canaan was in Eretz Yisrael until we got there, it wasn't that it was theirs. It was theirs just to hold on to until we got there. V'oid, Kamishonim Shloya Avatanu. All these years you haven't complained. Amalem, Alexander's Malka, you haven't worked for us. You know what? If we think about it, you owe us all the work that all these years, where were you? Amalem, Alexander's Malka, so Alexander said to the B'nai Africa, Chziru L'tshuva, respond. Amlet nulan azman shloish yomim. Give us 3 days to come up with an answer. Nasman azman, so he gave it to them. Bat kuvalei matzah tshuva. And they couldn't come up with a response. Miyad barchu, so they just all ran away. Vinichus the same kain shein zruas. They left their fields as they were planted. Vikamein kshinatuas, their orchards full of the trees. Vaisa shana shviz haisa, it was a shmita year from where Klal Yisrael had fruit and vegetables and produce to eat from. Interesting, machlokes hamafarshim. Where were these fields that they left them? Some say that those fields were in Eretz Yisrael, and they owned property in Eretz Yisrael from which now the Jews were able to take to live. Others say it was in their hometown in Africa, they just disappeared. Actually, I saw that the Mefarshim want to connect this machlokes. I quoted this famous machlokes, Mabit and Beis Yosef, under what circumstances in Shemitah can we eat from produce that grows in fields that are in Eretz Yisrael, and may be connected to that machlokes. Says the Gemara, another situation. Not a Mitzrim came to complain. The Pasuk says, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vashem Nosan Eschena Am Be'enim Mitzrayim, Bishilim. The Mitzrim lent us all of these property, all of their silver and gold and clothing as we left Eretz Mitzrayim. Tulana Kesef Zav Shnataltam Menu. Pay us back. You never gave back. So I saw the Mefarshim say that there's a clear connection in this Gemara. Because we've learned so many times in our Shiurim that there's a difference between the Chosim Sheyesh Lamechrayis and the Chosim She'en Lamechrayis. When somebody owns real estate, it's much easier to collect the debt. So once in the previous Gemara, it was established that we are the true owners of Eretz Yisrael. So now we have the Chosim Sheyesh Lamechrayis. We own property. Once we own property, the Mitzvah have a claim. Well, you have a debt to us for the things that you took from us. So again, says Gvir ben Pisisa to the Chachamim, Tnuli Rishus Veilich V'Oda Nimon, Lefnei Alexandris. Imi Netzchuni, Amlam Hedjit, Sheba Netzchunim. V'Amini Anatzich Oyschem, Amlam Tairis Moshe Rabbeinu Netzachtem. Nosmo Rishus V'Holich V'Oda Nimon. He went and tried to respond. Amlam Mehechan Atam Emirin Raya, from where do you want to bring a Raya? Amlam in a Tairah, from what the Tairah says. Amli Af Ani Loi Ovi Lechem Raya Amin a Tairah. Shinemra, as the Pasuk says, Umoisha b'nei Yisrael, Ashiyoshu Mitzrayim, Shloshim Abba Meishana. We were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Tnu lanu schar avoida, Shoshishim ribua, Shoshibaratim Mitzrayim. 600,000 people worked for 430 years. Shloshim Shar Abba Meishana. We worked for 430 years. You never paid a salary. So where's the salary? So I saw Mefarshim ask the obvious question. We didn't work in Mitzrayim for 430 years. We worked in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So how does the Gemara say 430? So the Pashat is that we start counting from the Bris Ben Absarim, and we count from the Bris Ben Absarim until we left Mitzrayim, it's 430 years. I saw another Pashat. Interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that we actually didn't even work 210 years. We actually only worked 86 years. But, we also know the Pasuk says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Only 20%, only one-fifth left. So we worked 86 years, and you multiply 86 by 5, because there were 5 times the people, amount of people that left that actually worked. 86 times 5 equals 430. Amalahem, Alexander Smoktem, Hechziru Tshuva, can you respond? Amalah Tunulan Zman Shloshi Yomim, give us 3 days. Nosan Zman Batkvali Matsu Tshuva, they weren't able to come up with a response. Miyad hinichus the same kishin zruas v'kamem kishin the tuos u'barchu v'asher shana shviyus haisa. So I saw a gevalda gevart from Reb Chaim Knievsky. We've learned many times the concept of kimlei b'drabmenei. Kimlei b'drabmenei means that if somebody is supposed to get 2 punishments, we only give them the more serious punishment. That means the best example, our example, is misav amamin. If somebody's chayiv death, and he's also chayiv to pay, he only gets killed. So the Mitzrim got killed. So if the Mitzrim got killed, so why also did they have to give over, why did they give all of their material possessions to Klal Yisrael? It's mis of a moment. Answers Rav Chaim Knievsky with this Gemara. He says, if the mis of a moment are both punishments, so you're right. Kimlei d'rabbanei says only give misa. The moment wasn't a punishment. The Maman Al Gemara says with salary. Salary is not a punishment. A person's entitled to get paid for his work, and that's why you were able to have Misa of a Maman. Continues the Gemara. Shok Pamachas Ba B'nei Yishmol B'nei Ketur L'Adam Yisrael. Not a B'nei Yishmol and a B'nei Ketur come to have a Dintar Uklai Yisrael if an Alexandrus smite them. Amla Eretz K'nan Shalonu V'Shalachem. It doesn't only belong to you, the Jews. We also are children of Avram. The Arabs claim that they have a stake in Eretz Yisrael. So again, the Mepharshim say this question is this issue came up after the previous issue, because until it was decided that we got payment for being in Mitzrayim all those years, Klal Yisrael could have argued that we got Eretz Yisrael as a payment for what we had to be in Mitzrayim. But now that it was established that we didn't get it because of Mitzrayim, for Mitzrayim we got paid. So now we got Eretz Yisrael because we're Yoshim of Avram Avinu. We're the ears of Avram Avinu. So then Yishmael comes with a good claim. He says, I'm also Yoyrish, so where's my share? So he says, the Ksiv Eilu Tardus Yishmael ben Avram, the Ksiv Eilu Tardus Yitzchak ben Avram. We are Yoshim. So the Mefarshim say, the Gemara starts with Yishmael the Keturah, and it only speaks about Yishmael. What happened to B'nai Keturah? So he saw two Turutzim. One Turutz is that Yishmael was asking for a bigger share, because Yishmael said he's a Bechor, so he deserves a double portion. Another pshat is that they were, how do with Klal Yisrael immediately responded, Yishmael, your mother was a Shivcha. You're not a child. So he brought along the B'nai Keturah. The B'nai Keturah were born to Avram Avinu after she was Megayer. So I'm not the child of a Shivcha, and therefore I deserve a Yerusha. So again, Amar Gvir Ben Psisa Lachamim, T'nei Li Rishus, give me permission to respond. All these words I've explained already. Everything belonged to Yitzchak. Everything they got, he gave him gift. And therefore explains the Gemara. If a father divides up all of his assets as he's alive, and he separates all of the brothers, they have no complaint. And therefore, Avraham Avinu divided it up, and we got Eretz Yisrael. So I saw a beautiful vart. The Gemara says that they got matonis. Why did they get matonis? The Farshim explained that the world cannot have an existence unless Klal Yisrael is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. So it turns out that what keeps the world going? Klal Yisrael's Torah mitzvahs. If not, there would be nothing to give. So whatever they get, so we're deserving everything. Otherwise, there would be nothing to give. So whatever they get is a gift. So now ask the Gemara, what was the gift that they received? My matanas, Amar B'yimi Ba'aba, Malamich Muslim Shem Tumah. He gave them the Shem Tumah. So there's two questions that the Mefarshim discuss at great length in this Gemara. One question is, we learned that a father is not allowed to not divide Yerusha equally. Like Tehevi, we learned the Gemara Masechta Basra. Ba'avure echsanta, when a Yerusha is apportioned, we brought Bisha Lebratava from a not such a good child to a good child. Because we don't know what's going to be. And this child, you think, who knows what's going to end up with him. And this one, you think, is going to be great, and we don't know. So how did Avraham Avinu do this? They took away from Yishmael the Yerusha that really belongs to him. So one pshat that I saw is that Yishmael really wasn't considered a child because he was a ger, and gershon is guy could cut in shnoi l'dami. Another pshat is that Sarah, the pasuk says Shema Bakola, was a great Navi, and whatever a great Navi says, you can believe. And she was the one that gave Avraham Avinu this instruction. Another pshat that I saw is because what does the Gemara say, as I just quoted? Because you don't know who's going to end up like what. But here the Torah clearly tells us that Yishmael is going to end up as a para Adam, and Yitzchak is going to end up growing great. Now that's a full Nevuah. When it's a full Nevuah, there's no question that that's what's going to be, and there you are allowed to give the good child a larger, better portion. Another pshat that I saw, very chiddush tikkun pshat, that if one of the children marries somebody who's not Jewish, then it's a different rule. And this was Yishmael married non-Jewish women. One final pshat that I saw is that Gemara is only referring to a shchimera, Avraham Avinu, when he divided up his estate, wasn't giving it to Shchemira. But then I saw another question. We learned earlier in our Masechta a question if Kishuf is mutter by Akum. And many opinions say that Kishuf is also by Akum. So how does the Gemara say Shem Tumah? Masalahem, Kishuf, even if they're goyim, is also. So one pshat is that this Gemara is following the opinion that Kishuf is mutter by Akum. Another pshat is that Kishuf is also by Akum, but only in Eretz Yisrael, and he was sending them away from Israel. Another pshat that I saw that this Shem Tumah is not really Kishuf, it's more with Shadim. But beautiful pshat that I saw that Shem Tumah Masalahem is that he gave them the ability to appreciate what is Tahor and what is Tameh. That they should recognize as they were going out to the world, they were leaving the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, Shem Tumah Masalahem, that they should have the ability to appreciate what is real and what is not real, what is Kaddish and what is not. Continues the Gemara. Amar Atinis L'Rebbe. Guf and Neshama Yichayel Lefna Atzman Adin. Every person is made up of a Guf and a Neshama. And actually, when we leave the world, and we have to give it to the Chesed, but perhaps we should be able to have excuse. Ketzet. Guf Oim and Neshama Chata. I can bring you a proof that it's Neshama that does the virus. Shemiyayim Sheparash Memeni. From when I have left the world, Hareini Mutl Ke'evin Daimu Bekever. Not doing anything. With Neshama Meres, on the other hand, the Neshama could say, Guf Chata. It's the Guf that does the virus. Shemiyayim Sheparash Memeni. From when I've separated, Hareini Pareches Ba'avik Tzipa. I fly like a bird. The Farshim say, what type of neshama are we speaking about here? We're speaking about a neshama that obviously did an aveira. The difference between a neshama that acted properly and in this world and a neshama that didn't act properly is the neshama that acted properly in this world when he leaves the world has a menucha. Comes to his menucha, comes to his final resting place. A neshama that didn't act properly doesn't have a menucha. So this neshama that did aveiras, it's parachas b'aver. It's flying like a bird. So he said, he had a beautiful orchard, and he had figs, picharis now is beautiful figs, and he put two guards, one was lame, and one was blind. And the lame person says to the blind person, I see these beautiful figs, carry me, so I never can walk, Lochlam, and will carry, will be able to take the figs and will eat them. Rochav chiger gabesuma. So the lame person went on top of the blind person. He was able to direct him. Vavim vaochlam, and they ate up the figs. Liyamim ba baal pardes, and then the owner shows up. Amam b'choris noras heichenheim. What happened to my beautiful figs? Amam chiger klum yeshli reglaim laalchben. I didn't have any feet to walk. It couldn't have been me. It couldn't be me. I can't see. Ma also. So what did the owner do? Hirkav chiga gabasuma. He put the lame person on top of the blind person. V'don oisam ke'echad. And put them together to judge them. Says the Gemara. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi nesham v'zorka b'guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recombines the nesham and the guf. V'don oisam ke'echad. Shenema yikra al shemayim me'al. Well, Oritz Lodin Imoy Yikrael Yishmai Me'al refers to Neshama that comes from the Kisei HaKovid. Well, Oritz Lodin Imoy Zaguf. This is a very beautiful verse from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that what happens when the Guf and the Neshama get combined? What happens when you combine a Guf and the Neshama, it's really a Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, you now have the power of speech. He says all of the trouble in the world comes when people have the power of speech. And they say the wrong things. When the guf and the shama combine and they speak, they could either speak the right things, or chas v'sham, they could do the wrong things. Also, I saw a beautiful vart. Rav Shimon says the famous Gemara. Omer Rav Shimon, yicholim luftar eskola oylam adin. If I had the ability with logic, I could be the person that could say that anybody who did something wrong in this world should be let go, should be exonerated. Why? Because if Shimon is the mandama throughout Shas that holds Shnaim Shasua, if two people do an Avera together, it's Potter. Our Gemara just proved that every Avera is done by a combination of the Guf and the Shama. Shnaim Shasua is Potter. Says Rav Shimon, Yecholni, according to my opinion of Shnaim Shasua, Yecholni lift this Kala Elam and Adin, I could get everybody off the hook. Continues the Gemara. Amar Atinis L'Rebbe. Antinous said to Rabbi, why does the sun come up in the morning on the east side, v'shakas b'marav, and go down on the west side? Amalei, so he said to him, I have a ipcha, nami, have a chamishli. And if the sun came up in the east and went down in the east, you would have asked me, and why does it go that way? So he says, no. Amalei, hachi kam nalach. What my question was, v'neimah shakas b'marav, why does it go down on the west side? Usually, the way it works, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, is where it comes up from, that's where it should go down. Why do we see that it comes up on the east and go down on the west? The west side represents the side where Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, is. And therefore, as the sun goes down, it looks like it's bowing down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Utsvo, a pasuk we say every day, Utsvo Hashemayim L'chom Shtachfim. Says the Gemara, if that's the point, that we just want to show that the sun is showing honor to God, let it start going up to the middle of the sky, and just go a drop past the middle to show as if it's bowing, and it should go up, and it should go back to the east side. What does it have to go all the way down to the west side? Amalei, so he responded, Mishum Payalim, Mishum Ivri Drachim. They lived in a world without watches and clocks. So how did they know night was coming? When it started getting dark, they knew night was coming. So the Gemara says as follows. If the sun would just drop immediately, it would become night suddenly. So you have somebody that doesn't have a watch, walking on the road, and all of a sudden it's night, and he's stuck in the middle of the road. Or somebody's by a job, and he's stuck at his job, he can't go home. But if they see it's starting to get dark, so you know it takes... No, it takes time from the shkia to the tzeis. So there's enough time for him to get stop working or get to a hotel and not be stuck in the road in the dark. Continues the Gemara. V'amalei tignas l'rebi. Neshamim emesai nitna ba'adam. When is the neshama put into the person? Mishas pekida or mishas yitzira? Machloikis in the Rishonim, what does mishas pekida mean? Some Rishonim explained that mishas pekida is the Gemara says that every drop, every semen is brought in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu to determine tzaddik, to determine if the person will be a gibur, or a chalush, or a chacham, or a tipish. So at that moment is the moment where, when the Yetzahara, is when the neshama is brought in. Another pshat mishas pekida is from the moment of conception, from when the husband and wife have relations. Amalei mishas yitzira. Or when it actually starts being created. Amalei mishas yitzira. So he says it starts from when the semen forms the child. Amalei, so he said that can't be pshat. Because if you have a piece of meat that stands outside for 3 days below melech without any preservative, they didn't have any refrigeration, it certainly turns rancid. So here too, if you would have the semen left without a neshama until the fetus is created, it would turn rancid. It must be Mishas Pekida. Amar Rebbe, David Zelam Dani Antinus. Rebbe said, I learned this from Antinunus. And actually, Umikra Messiah. And there's a pasuk that corroborates that pshat. Shnema upukudosecha shamra neruchi. From the Shas Pekida, I already have a ruach, I already have a neshama. Continues the Gemara. Amar Antinus le Rebbe, Emesa Yetzahara Shalot Adam. When did the Yetzahara start having influence over the person? Mishas Yitzira, from when the person is created, or Mishas Yitzia, or from when he comes out of his mother's womb. Amalei, Mishas Yitzira, from when the person is created. Amalei, im kein boit b'mei imoi, v'yotzei. If a person already had a Yetzahara in his mother's womb, he wouldn't behave properly, and no woman would be able to carry. El Mishas Yitzia, it must be that it only comes out, it only begins for when the child is born. Amir Rebbe, and again says Rebbe, Dovah Zelam Dani Antinus, I learned this from Antoninus, Umikra Messiah, Shnema, Lepesach Chattis Rivas. Lepesach, when it comes out of the womb. So I saw the Mefarshim say, beautiful Pshat. Whatever we'll say, the Yetzirah comes to the person as soon as he's born. When does the Yetzirah come to the person? The Yetzirah only comes to a person by the Bas Mitzvah or the Bar Mitzvah. Yet, we have that a Yetzirah, a person has the ability to have the Yetzirah prevail over the Yetzirah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that the Kayach of Kedusha, the Kayach of doing the right thing, should prevail. And therefore, even though the Yetzirah gets a head start of 12 or 13 years, Kedusha could prevail. Rish Lakish Rami, Ksiv, Bom, Eva, Upseach, Hari, Veledus, Yachtav. There'll be people that are born with deformities. Ksiv, Oz Yidal, Ke'el, Pseach, V'troin, Loshen, Elim. The lame will be able to run, and those who couldn't speak will now be able to speak. Kinifku b'mid b'mayim, v'necholim b'reva. So what is it? When Mashiach comes, will we have the deformities we had in this world or not? Haketzat answers the Gemara. I'm the Memuman. Tchias HaMeisim will be as the person was in this world. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create the Misrapim that we should all have refuah. Ula Roma asks Ula. Ksiv. Bila Hashem Hamavas Lanetzach. Umach Hashem Dimel Kaponim. When Mashiach comes, there will no longer be death. Viksiv, but there's another pasuk that says ki hianar then shmei shana yomus, the child at 100 will pass away. Liya oid sham oid oil yomim, then no longer will there be people who pass away when they are young. So how do we reconcile these two pasukim? And it's the Gemara lekasha. Can be Israel, can be avikachavim. Jews will live forever. Akum will die, but they will have a long life. Ask the Gemara avikachavim abal hasam. What Akum will there be? Answers the Gemara, Hana de Ksibu, we're going to still need workers. Vam de Zaren v'rod sanchem, u'b'nei necher ichreichem v'karmeichem. What's 100? I saw the Mepharshim say a beautiful pshat. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world that a person should be able to live, that he should live long. And he would only start giving din de cheshbin, he would only be responsible for his acts at 100. Then Adam Harishon did the Aveira, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought death to the world, and everything became much younger. Now that we're going to have a world that repaired, we're going to come back to the original plan. Continues the Gemara of Chizda Rami. Ksiv Chofer Alvana Ubar Shachama Kimolach Hashem Tzvakais. Ksiv. So we see that the sun and moon will pretty much be the same. Ksiv Hayar Alvana Karachama Varahama Yeshva Saim Karshavus Yamim. There'll be 49 more than it is now. Says the Gemara, there are two stages. Kala Moshe Mashiach, that's when it'll be Oral Avonik Arachama, and then there'll be Oilam Haba. Others have it the other way around. The first Oilam Haba comes, then Mashiach comes. Ask the Gemara, Ushmud Ame'im Bein Oilam Hazel, Oilam Moshe Mashiach, El Shivas Bavad. So what's Pshat that the moon and the Vona will be the same in the Moshe Mashiach? Answers the Gemara, Lakash, Kama Machna Tzdikim, even the Moshe Mashiach will have a different world. Kama Machna Shechina, will have, the Machna Tzdikim will be the same as it is now, Machna Shechina will be greater. Rav Aram, Siv, and the Omas V'echya, V'ksiv V'chasti V'nei Arka, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashani Memes, when, first, whoever I kill, and in Chaya, I'll do Tchias HaMesim, V'hadar, after, as we learned earlier, after there will be Tchias HaMesim, Mashani V'chasti V'nei Arka, those who were wounded in this life will be all healed. Tana Rabbanan, Ani Amos V'Echya, Yochel, Shtei Misa Bechad V'Chaim Bechad, that the world will continue as it is now, people being born and people dying, Kederach Shoyim Boyim, as it is now, Tamalayma, Ma Mechatzdi V'Ani Erpa, Ma Mechitz Rufu Bechad, when somebody is sick, he's the person that's sick, and he's the person that gets well, At Misa V'Chaim Bechad. We can, from this is a pasuk that's a raya, as we've been learning and will continue learning, Shuv alaymer ain't chias meisim natayr. Tanya, and the Gemara continues. Amr emeya, minayim with chias meisim natayr. How do we know that there will be chias meisim? Shinema oz yoshe moisha uvnei Yisrael sashir azos lashem. Says the Gemara, shor loy nema. The passage doesn't say shor, that they sang, el yoshe. Mikan with chias meisim natayr. Here we see chias meisim. The Farshim ask, what does the shira have to do with chias meisim? Why was that the time teach us Tchias HaMeisim? So I saw two beautiful pshatim. One pshat that I saw is, because we know, we say it every night by Ma'ariv, Emes V'Amunah. But by Kriyas Yantzev, Klai Yisrael came to a very high degree of Amunah. Who is the person that will have Tchias HaMeisim? The Amunah Kozois, the person that lives with a life of Amunah. But then I saw a beautiful vart, I said this over previously, from the Belzer Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron Belzer. He said, after World War II, he was already in Israel. There was and he lived in Tel Aviv, and there was a shipload, boatload of individuals coming from Europe to and arrived in Tel Aviv. And he came to speak to them. These were all obviously very, very broken people, as he was a very broken individual. Lost his whole family in the war. And he said to them, this Gemara, and he asked the question that we just asked. Why is the Shira the place to teach the concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim? So he quoted, and we quoted earlier now, Shira Pasuk, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That means 80%, only one-fifth of Klai Yisrael made it out of Mitzrayim. 80% of Klai Yisrael died in Mitzrayim. They never left. So if you think about it, he said, it wasn't possible that anybody who left Mitzrayim didn't have a relative and a friend and a neighbor who perished. So how could they sing Shira? How could such people who just lost 80% of their nation sing a Shira? The answer is, because that is the power of Klal Yisrael. We're not dwelling on the past, Yashir. We're thinking about the future. And that's how they were able to pick themselves up after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they lost 80% of our nation, and sing a Shira. Because we don't think about the past only. We think about the future. And that's what he said to them. You all lost, you all came out of the inferno of the Holocaust, but there's a future here in Eretz Yisrael, Yashir. That's what we have to sing for. The Mefarshim say, the Rav Tzadik says, that this is a very important lesson. He says, when something good happens to a person, he sings. He says, he's happy. But a person has to remember that when he's happy, he should also be mispalel Yashir. That what's good that's happening to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue bringing on his shefa of good. Continues the Gemara. Kiyat v'davar at Omer, we find a similar concept. The pasuk says, "Oz yivne yishuv mizbeach Hashem." Says the Gemara, "Bona loy nemer." It doesn't say bona, ela yivne. Can tchias ameisim in the Torah? Ask the Gemara, "Ela me." After the pasuk says, "Oz yivne shloim v'bama v'kamish koitz moiv." The pasuk says the shloim will build a mizbeach for the avodah zara moiv. Hakanami the yivne. Is that true? Says the Gemara, "El mal of a kosov." Since he had wives that he didn't protest against, it's considered ki'ilubana, as if he built such a bomb. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, minayin l'tchiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah. Shnema, ashrei yoyshev eisecha, od yalucha selo. Says the Gemara, halucha loynem. The pasuk doesn't speak about the past. Ela yalucha, it speaks about the future. V'kan l'tchiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah. V'amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, kol oyma shir ba'olam hazeh, whoever says shir in this world, Zoich v'aymer l'olam haba. We'll not just say shir in this world, but we'll say it in the next world. Shnemar, asher yoshev esecha, oy yaluch esala. We will continue. Omer b'chiva abba, omer b'yoychanan. Menayin l'tchiyas ha-meisim in the Torah. How do we know that there will be tchiyas ha-meisim? Shnemar, kol tzufayu nosu kol, yachtiv yirananu. Rinanu loy nemar. The pasuk doesn't speak about the past. El yirananu. We will say shira. Mikan, l'tchiyas ha-meisim in the Torah. V'omer, Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asidim Kolam Nevim, Kulam Omer Shira, Bikol Echad. We will all say Shira at one time. Shnema, Kol Tzfayach Nosu, Kol Yacht of Yirananu. Meaning, that even though the Mefarshim say, as we've learned the other day, the ancient Nevim, Misnabim Besignan Echad, two Nevim never say their message with the exact same words. Shira Takarash Baruchu, that comes from the Jewish heart, is all the same, and we all say together, Yacht of Shira Tashem. Thank you.